Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, have you seen those videos that have gone viral on the internet? Pastors preaching hateful sermons about homosexuals. Now, if there are children nearby, you may want to turn the radio down for a few seconds. As we said, they are hateful. And they are not from some small backwoods churches, but prominent white-steepled houses of worship with large congregations, like the one at the Providence Road Baptist Church in Maiden, North Carolina. Here's Pastor Charles Worley on Mother's Day calling for what really amounts to concentration camps for gays and lesbians. Again, the language may not be appropriate for children.
I figured a way to get rid of all lesbians and queers, but I couldn't get it past the Congress. Build a great, big, large fence, 150 or 100 mile long. Put all the lesbians in there. Fly over and drop some food. Do the same thing with the queers and the homosexuals. And have that fence electrified till they can't get out. Feed them. And you know what? In a few years, they'll die out. Do you know why they can't reproduce?
Well, that prompted a protest by hundreds of people later last month at the nearby Catawba County Justice Center in North Carolina. Then there was Pastor Curtis Knapp preaching to the congregation at the New Hope Baptist Church in Seneca, Kansas, saying not that gays should die out, but literally be killed.
They should be put to death. That's what happened in Israel. That's why homosexuality wouldn't have grown in Israel. It tends to limit conversions. It tends to limit people coming out of the closet. Oh, so you're saying that we should go out and start killing them? No, I'm saying the government should. They won't, but they should.
The government should kill gay people. Then there's the young boy. He looks to be about 4. His face is blocked in what looks like a cell phone video, singing at the Apostolic Truth Tabernacle Church in Greensburg, Indiana, to the delight of the pastor and the parishioners, laughing uproariously.
Somebody broke. I know the Bible's right. Somebody broke.
Bible's right, somebody's wrong, ain't no homo is going to make it to heaven. It's legal speech. There are no laws against hate speech. Emily Bazelon, legal affairs editor at Slate, says the general constitutional rule is that speech has to pose a clear and present danger before the state can punish the speaker. That's perhaps why Pastor Knapp rushed to say he didn't want to anyone to rush out and go and kill homosexuals. He wanted the government to do that. And as we know, last term, the Supreme Court ruled that the Kansas church that protests at military funerals yelling things like, kill the fags, is protected by the Constitution. But how widespread is this speech? And if it's based on the Bible, how does that square with Jesus' message of love? Our friend Bruce Feiler has been watching all of this. Bruce, of course, the author of Walking the Bible, many other books about religion. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York. Bruce, welcome back.
Good afternoon, Robin. Always great to be with you.
And, you know, we're well aware some of our listeners may attend a church that delivers these sermons. They may support them. We want to hear your thoughts at hereandnow.org. Please let us know. But meanwhile, Bruce, you have been to churches where these speeches are delivered, and you grew up in
right.
Savannah, Georgia. I just can't imagine what it's like to hear somebody say, kill someone or put them in effectively a concert. I just can't, from the pulpit. What is that like?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, if you do read a number of passages in the Bible, you will hear that kind of language in the Bible. So I guess perhaps we should start there. You know, my view on this, Robin, is I have a lot of things to say. And let me just start by saying, you know, as long as there has been religion in America, there have been these kinds of debates from pulpits about topical social issues of the day. I mean, I know you read my book, America's Prophet, about the role of the Bible in American history. Mm-hmm. And we've seen this generation after generation. So 200 years ago, it was slavery. That was the hot button issue of the day. And people quoted the Bible to argue that God wanted there to be slaves. Black people were of lesser quality than white people. And because this was God's commandment, we had to do it. So in the 19th century, we saw it about slavery. In the 20th century, the big social battles, we saw it about women. Same kinds of arguments made directly from the Bible.
That women should be killed?
The civil rights movement.
Or that women should not have rights?
No, no, not that women should be killed, but that women should not have rights. And then on down the line, we saw it, of course, with the civil rights movement. So I think that the first thing to say is, in a lot of ways, this isn't really a new thing. What's the hot button social issue of the day? It's gay rights, civil marriage. Gay marriage, that debate, which was particularly hot that weekend before Mother's Day when that pastor gave that speech.
Well, in fact, remind us, that was in North Carolina where there'd just been a vote on gay marriage.
Several days before. And the vote was, in fact, on the position that that man was taking, which was to say it banned gay marriage in – it put a constitutional amendment in the state of North Carolina banning gay marriage. So I guess I'm just trying to put this into some context before we get into the – whether it's right or wrong what he's saying from the Bible to say we've seen this a lot. And you know, and you said in the intro, are we seeing a wave of this? When I watched that YouTube of that little boy in Indiana singing that song about Ain't No Homo Gonna Go to Heaven, I have to say the first thing that came to my mind, Robin, was the Little Rock Nine. Now, those children in Little Rock who were trying to desegregate that school were older. They were teenagers at the time. But those images that came out of the civil rights movement, which were children going to school surrounded by people screaming at them and berating at them, and children and adults all doing the same. And the reason I think that came to my mind was with the civil rights movement, this was happening in every church, in every mall, in every restaurant, in every town across the South. You said I grew up in the South. I mean, I witnessed the tail end of this even growing up in the 1960s. This isn't happening now with gay marriage. It's just not. Because I think that there is a larger context that this is happening in, where the number one TV show in America, Modern Family, has a gay family, of course. There's just lots of things that there's more acceptance, I think, than this represents.
Well, but that might be small solace to people, you know, who are being made aware that people want the government to kill them. Bruce Feiler, his latest book is Generation Freedom, The Middle East Uprisings and the Remaking of the Modern World. But he's talking to us about what we're hearing from some church pulpits here in America, things we think we're going to hear from fundamentalists in the Middle East. More with Bruce Feiler in 1 minute. And we want to hear from you at hereandnow.org. Welcome back to our conversation with Bruce Feiler. We're getting his perspective on recent YouTube videos that have gone viral on the internet. They are viral in another way as well. They're hate speech, and this segment might not be appropriate for children. But pastors are seen citing the Bible as they call for gays and lesbians to be fenced off, as one Kansas pastor did in sort of a concentration camp where they would die, or be directly killed by the government, as another pastor said. Bruce Feiler, you've been telling us that historically pastors have Bible-thumped hate. You know, it's not new. We know that. But you have also attended these churches. And I guess I have to ask you again, what is that like to sit surrounded by, you know, 100 or so people? These are not small churches. And have someone be, you know, have someone call to have people put to death?
My feeling about this, Robin, is that there are two camps in American Christianity. There's what we might call the letter of the Bible camp, the people who look at the specific passages in the text and say, this should argue for the way we run our government or live our lives today. And there is the spirit of the Bible camp that says the larger message, as you mentioned earlier, says that, you know, Jesus said we should love our neighbor, or God says in the book of Genesis that all humans are all created in God's image. And I'm not personally in the letter of the Bible camp, but I think that I do have a sense that this movement, the fundamentalist Christianity, has always been reactive in a sense. Remember, 150 years ago, everybody in America, save for a handful of people, believed that the Bible was true. And then what happened was we had the rise of Darwinism and science and geology, and people began to realize there were alternative understandings of truth. And so fundamentalist Christianity reacted to that, and that's how it came into existence 100, 120 years ago. And so today it's not surprising to me that there is that they are reacting. Now, having said that, I think that what's really there are many things that are kind of stomach-turning about what we're hearing, not least of which is it completely misargues the Bible. I mean, if you can go point by point. I mean, if you take that pastor in North Carolina, the one who says build a fence and drop the lesbians he starts with and then the queers, if I remember the quote correctly.
Yes.
First of all, nowhere in the Hebrew Bible does it mention anything about lesbian sex. Nowhere. There is nothing about women on women sex, and it's only alluded to in very kind of vague sense in the New Testament at all. So that interpretation, it's simply made up. Let's go to Indiana, where he says, well, we shouldn't kill them. The government shall kill them. That is equally absurd. There is no understanding of civil government, the idea that there be a government in the Bible. So, again, he's just making that up.
Well, I want to ask you about that, because this is – let's just hold it for 1 second. That's Pastor Curtis Knapp. It's actually Topeka, Kansas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And that's okay. And he told a TV station, KTKA there, that he has nothing to be ashamed of. I want to ask you more about him, but let's just listen to how he rationalizes that he's preaching Scripture. Let's listen.
We punish pedophilia. We punish incest, we punish polygamy and various things. It's only homosexuality that is lifted out as an exemption in Leviticus 20:13. If there is a man who lies with a male as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act, they shall surely be put to death. I don't think homosexuals have anything to worry about. I don't think the government's going to do that. They don't have anything to worry about from me. I don't believe I should lay a finger against them. And my hope is for their salvation, not for their death.
Well, and Bruce, later in the speech, we played this earlier, or rather in his sermon, he says the same thing. He says, I'm not going to do this, and I don't encourage other people to do this. I want the government to do it. But he also says they should be put to death the way they were in Israel. What does he mean?
Leviticus 20:13. Articulates a series of conditions under which people violate what the Bible considers to be the sexual norms. And you know, and again, to put this into some context, the Bible is obsessed, I think it's fair to say, with human sexuality, right? The first commandment that God gives to humans is be fruitful and multiply. Think of all the begetting and the begatting in the book of Genesis. Think of circumcision, which is God inserting himself but in every single sexual act. And it wants to control what kind of sexual act and who it's done with. But Leviticus 20:13 very specifically says, any man who insults his father or mother shall be put to death. If a man commits adultery with a married woman, his neighbor's wife or his neighbor's child, they should be put to death. And then it goes on to say, if a man sleeps with a man, he should be put to death. So this is in a larger context, and he is absolutely, again, taking this out of context and bastardizing the text to say it's only homosexuals. In fact, there are hundreds and hundreds of laws in the book of Leviticus that would be absurd to anybody sitting in that church today. There are 613 laws, and we simply do not use them to make civil government today.
Bruce.
And what's really burns me up about this, Robin, is that the reason he's allowed to say that is because there is a separation of church and state. We should keep the government out of religion. That's why it thrives in America.
Well, and we know that there are people who are going to still be saying this. But I guess one last question, we're up against it, but it's the one that, you know, picks at us. Again, you've been to these churches, and I can hear you struggling, you know, to explain what it feels like to sit there while this is said. But when you talk to people, as you do, is there any understanding that that sounds exactly like the fundamentalists that these churches also are appalled by, who would topple a wall on a gay man in another country. It's the same language.
I think that people feel in this country that religion is under siege, and they are happy to be in a sanctuary where they can feel like they are among like-minded people. But I think they understand that when they walk out of that door, that what goes on from that pulpit and what they say in those pews, they know is not going to dictate society. Because the reality is the Bible has less importance in America today than any time in the last 250 years. And those people are just happy just for an hour to be among people who share their views, but they know it's not going to prevail.
Bruce, we're going to have to pick this up. Fascinating. Bruce Feiler, a link to our past conversations with him at hereandnow.org. Always interesting. Bruce, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Robin.
Take a quick break. Be back in 1 minute with the latest news here and now.